of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Even After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 212. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with the men of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. How you doing, fellas?
What's good, boys? How y'all doing?
It is Friday, and it is time to fix some freaking horse shit butt fuckery that was done Woo! Earlier.
Wow!
That's definitely shots right there.
That's strong.
That's very strong. Come out the gate swinging. All right. Well,
the girls did what they did, and now it's mine and Harvey's job to fix what they did and come back in and clean all this shit up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well.
I said it. I'm not ashamed.
Okay. Well, Casey, how you doing?
I'm good. Friday.
Jesus.
I'm ready to clean this shit up. I don't care if Kendra and Amanda hear it.
Damn,
cool. Okay. Damn. Well, talk about your podcast before you keep shooting those shots.
I may shoot myself in the foot, but oh well. I am the host of An Evening at the Movies, the movie-based podcast where we eat stale popcorn and drink watered-down sodas and discuss all of our favorite movies and why we love them. I am a very regular guest on The Sip List, which is also a part of the I Did Not Make These... Oh, shit. Amanda's already pissed off.
Yep.
Where I am also a part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network, as well as I recently, with Dre and CJ, launched a new podcast as well called Season to Season, which if it's not available now, it will be available to you as soon as possible. So check that out, where we are discussing season one of House. Great fucking show, great fucking episode. I highly recommend it. So, and it's always available on all your podcast listening platforms as well. So,
you've been replaced as a host. It's over. All right.
Harvey's on you.
I'm not afraid of her.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am. She lives a half a country away, and I still sleep with one eye open.
They sneak up on you, boy. It happens. This is what it is. Hi, I am Harvey, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love is Black, the podcast with the hot wife, Carice. I'm not going to be as, you know, just what's the term, aggressive as the man was. I will just say that I disagreed with many of the suggestions of the choices made by the ladies of this group. So I'm here to, you know,
clean up their mess,
to bring some normalcy to this bracket, dare I say. So let's do it, and we do it with love. And we got people who are going to sing. And above all things, we know a woman's going to win this thing anyway. So, no matter what, we can say what we want, but the ladies at the end will come out on top.
He's not wrong. I mean, I don't see how a man can win this. I'm not going to lie. All right. Howard, though, if you haven't listened to it by the time this comes out, please listen to the 2-on-2 with Amanda and Casey, Amanda and Kendra, with their 2-on-2.
Casey and Amanda anymore.
That's
with
it.
With Amanda and Kendra, they did their 2-on-2, which is was a good show. But some people didn't like their final four, which I'm going to say their final four right now. Number one was Whitney Houston. Number two was Mariah Carey. Number three was Adele. Number four was Garth Brooks.
The fuck is Garth Brooks doing?
What? All right. I'm a Garth fan, and even I know that Garth probably doesn't deserve to be in that final four.
Mm-mm. So that was their final four. If you want to check out that episode, please do. All right. However, though, the men are going to do their 2-on-2, and this is how it's going to go. They're both going to vote on a matchup. Any matchup that ends in a tie, I will be the tiebreaker.
like any bracket, the highest seed will always play a low seed. There will be a bye in the fourth round. There will be a bye in the quarterfinals. And there will be a third place game. And as always, I did not make these rankings. All right, these rankings come from
Rolling Stone.
The Rolling Stones top of 200 list that they controversially did. Okay. Without further ado, let's get started. All right, well, let's do the bracket, the play-in first. Harvey, you're first. Play-in, Elle DeBarge versus Christina Aguilera.
I like them both, but if I'm going as straight up as a singer, they're both phenomenal, both great range. I'm actually going to go with Elle DeBarge, but Aguilera has phenomenal range too, but Elle DeBarge hit some notes that most men don't touch. So I'll give Elle that one.
All right. And Casey.
Damn you, Harvey. Because now I'm going to have to do what's going to get me all the fucking hate in the world, because nobody's going to hate on Havandre. They're going to hate on Casey for doing this. Fuck.
Okay. You could have picked Aggie. You would have been fine, bro. You're allowed to have your own opinion.
Yeah, you can pick what you want to pick. Don't worry about anybody else.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go to a tiebreaker on the first fucking play.
Dude, if we need to go to a tiebreaker, then we do a tiebreaker. That's what we do. All right. It's all good.
Play-in game. Casey, you're first. Bono versus George Strait.
Oh, fuck. This was the one I really hoped that I wasn't going to have to fucking pick first on. Oh. U2 is fucking great. Bono is a great singer. For me personally, and I know this may come down to a fucking tiebreaker, and I'm okay with that, and I'm okay with whatever you two decide to vote for, but for me personally, I have a stronger love for the singing of George Strait, so I'm going to vote for George Strait.
And Harvey.
So, it's Bono, George Strait. Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest of country fans, I will say. Bono is okay. I'm actually going to go with George Strait, though.
All right. So let's get into the tournament. Number one, Harvey. Number one, Aretha Franklin versus number 100, Elton John.
Yeah, okay. So this was like the first question I had. First of all, it's Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, I don't care who's second. I don't care who's next. It's Aretha Franklin. Elton John can't sing like her at all. At all. You ask him, he'll tell you. He's a better songwriter. He's a phenomenal songwriter. Him, he's always had a great partner, but he can't sing. He can't sing like Aretha. He's a good singer. He's a very soulful singer, but he's not Aretha-esque. He's not. There's maybe 2-3 people in this whole bracket who are Aretha-esque. So if I'm doing it by who's a better singer, without question, it's Aretha Franklin.
So. All right. And Casey.
Calm your tits.
Okay.
Well, at least Amanda's showing some hate. I'm going to agree with fucking Harvey, though. Aretha is Aretha. Mm-hmm. And Aretha deserves all the R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
All right. and Aretha Franklin will play Elle DeBarge in the next round.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Casey. Number two, Whitney Houston. Or number 99, Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill's great. But again, like with Aretha and Elton, it's Whitney. Whitney is Whitney. And Whitney is one of those few singers that even if you go back and watch all these freaking talent show reality shows like American Idol and The Voice and all of that, Whitney is one of those singers that the judges and the coaches and the whoever's will tell you it is not a smart choice to pick a Whitney song, because nobody can sing Whitney songs like Whitney can sing Whitney. So with that said, I cannot not vote for Whitney to move on.
All right. Well, and Harvey, just to make it official.
Yeah, it's Whitney. I mean, you know me. There's just certain people. Yeah. Like, I could just get up and go to the bathroom, and Whitney comes up, and just Harvey was going to pick Whitney. Like, you know that. And that's not even the thing is, it's not disrespect to the other artists. Lauryn Hill has a beautiful voice. Definitely. She didn't sing a lot. She dropped solo two albums. One was Unplugged, and she can sing, but it's Whitney Houston. Like, that's a different area. There's a whole different stratosphere of singer, and that's Whitney.
Well, okay. And Whitney is one of those singers that, you know, I want to dance with some Whitney.
Wow. All right, Harvey. Harvey, number three, Sam Cooke, or number 98, Bob Marley.
Sam Cooke. I like Bob. He's good for his particular genre of music, but Sam Cooke is generational in what he's released. So.
All right, and and Casey?
Yeah, Bob is a reggae icon, dare I say reggae god, but no, he's not better than Sam Cooke.
Casey, number four, Billie Holiday, for number 97, Usher.
Oh, I hate this fucking matchup. Both are fucking great. I actually kind of hope that this is going to go the way I think it's going to go, and I'm going to go ahead and vote for Usher and see if it unfolds the way I think it's going to unfold. So, Harvey, it's on you.
Yeah. What was it? It's Usher versus who?
Billie Holiday.
It's Billie Holiday. I'm a jazz fan. I love jazz vocalists, and Billie Holiday is another generational voice.
And that's how I expected it to go. Mm-hmm. So,
and Billie Holiday moves on because Billie Holiday has a definitely better voice than Usher. Sorry, people.
I am 100% cool with that. I am happy with either one moving
on. Oh, damn. Amanda's at the door coming for that. I heard somebody knock. Get the Glock.
All right. Harvey, number five, Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Verse number 96, Chuck Berry.
It feels wrong voting against Chuck Berry because it's Chuck Berry. But if you're going strictly on a vocalist, strictly vocalist, Mariah's one of those few voices in this that you can't really. Yeah, it's Mariah.
And Casey?
Yeah, Chuck Berry is Chuck Berry, but Mariah is Mariah, and there's a reason why Mariah is Mariah, and that's because she's an amazing fucking singer.
I feel like it's impact versus talent, because Chuck Berry had a lot more impact, I think, than Mariah did. But Mariah just comes with more vocal talent. So,
well, Chuck Berry is one of my favorite songs. Amanda's
talking a lot of shit for somebody who's not on this episode.
Chuck Berry has one of my favorite songs. My Ding-a-ling, I sing that shit all the time. Casey, number six, Ray Charles. Verse number 95, Axl Rose.
It's no choice. It's not even a choice, in my opinion. Ray Charles.
And Harvey.
This one is not as easy as you might think. I mean, I think there might be some people out there who are like, oh, it's a black person. Harvey's just going to pick black people. But Axl Rose has a lot of range. What we hear him singing, it seems like he's screaming and shit sometimes, but he actually can sing.
Yeah.
But Ray has kind of he's an iconic voice. He was impact again in black music and just how he performed and where he performed and what he did. But it's in terms of voices, I think Ray's better. So I'll go to Ray.
Okay. Harvey, Stevie Wonder. Number seven, Stevie Wonder. Number 94, Neil Young.
Jesus. No. Did he just... Who's it? It wasn't Neil Young that just passed away, was it?
David Crosby.
Oh, Dave Crosby. Okay. Crosby, Stills, Young. Okay. It's
Steve. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. So technically, Neil Young is a part of that equation.
You said Stevie?
Yep.
And Casey?
You ask like you didn't know he was going to vote for fucking Stevie.
I had to. I had to make sure he said it.
But it's Stevie. Stevie. He's one of those iconic male voices. We got the Whitneys and the Mariahs and like that. And that's the female iconic singers. Then you have Stevie, who is the other side of the equation that has that male voice.
All right. Casey, number 8, Beyonce, versus number 93, Stevie Nicks.
God, I hate some of these matchups. Both of them, I feel like, are great singers. Definitely both have their own style and their own sound. I personally grew up listening to Stevie and Fleetwood Mac, so my heart will tend to go that direction. So for that reason alone, I'm going to go with Stevie.
Okay. And Harvey.
I think it's easy to vote against Beyonce because she's so big and there's this kind of dislike for her. She can sing. She's not as great as I think the Beehive and the rest of the world thinks she is. So I can't really vote for her. I'm going with Stevie Nicks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 1, Stevie Nicks will play Sam Cooke in the next round. Number 2, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan. I would say that I hate on the Beehive all the time. I think that cult is fucking stupid. However, though, Beyonce has fucking range. The Dangerously in Love fucking song changed my whole mind about her range. I will never disrespect her music ability, her singing ability. Dangerously in Love, you better listen to that fucking album, that track. Her range is something crazy in that. So I just want to give I give flowers for flowers to do. Still not a big fan, but I'm giving flowers for flowers to do. Harvey,
yes.
Number 9, Otis Redding. Mm-hmm. Number 92, Anita Baker.
Oh,
glad that you voting first, not me.
This hurts my heart. This like hurts my heart. Anita Baker is my favorite voice. I love her voice. Otis, not only is a phenomenal vocalist, but a damn good songwriter.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
He wrote Aretha's track, like the song we think of Respect. That's him. Mm-hmm. He wrote that. He's phenomenal. Oh my God. Otis Redding.
And Casey.
I'm going to do it just because Harvey brought up a valid point. Anita is Anita. Otis is Otis. They're both amazing with what they do. So, go ahead and break the tie, Dre. I'm voting for Anita.
Otis wins.
That still hurts, but
it does.
I'm glad she got a vote. That made me happy.
Yeah, I love Anita Baker as well. But Otis is, I think, overall better, little bit slightly better singer. I can listen to them all day. Do 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 do. I love Anita Baker, but it's just I think that Otis might be a better singer. All right, mm-hmm. Casey. Al Green, number 10, Al Green, or number 91, Jeff Buckley.
Al.
Harvey.
Say that again. It's Jeff Buckley and who?
Al Green.
Al Green. But I love them both, actually.
Harvey, number 11, Little Richard, versus number 90, Celine Dion.
In any other bracket, it's Little Richard. In any other bracket, but we're talking about singers. Celine is like the third voice, three of like the four icons in terms of untouchable. You have to say Celine, and it's not fair. Little Richard is losing like that to her. But
all right.
Oh, that's terrible.
And Casey.
Yeah, like Harvey said, any other bracket, any other matchup, I would probably be voting for Little Richard, but Celine is one of those untouchable voices. So Celine.
And Celine Dion will play Billie Holiday the next round.
Oh, fuck me.
Say that again. It's who and what?
Celine Dion will play Billie Holiday the next
round. Oh, get the fuck out. Wow. Wow. That's a problem.
The stupid thing is we're doing this to ourselves, Harvey.
Listen, mm-hmm. listen, because that's what it is. Casey, number 12, John Lennon, or number 89, Selena.
No, this isn't the relay draft or the relay bracket where I get to fuck with people. I'm not going to do that. As far as singers and voices go, I think, honestly, Selena has a better voice than John Lennon does. John Lennon can be an iconic songwriter. That's fine. I'll give him that. But as far as voice goes, I think Selena's a better voice.
And Harvey.
Selena.
And Selena will play Mariah Carey in the next round.
Oh, Selena's in trouble.
Harvey.
Yep.
Number 13, Richie Valens.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 88, Kelly Clarkson.
Richie Valens gets really disrespected, I think.
He does.
And it's because I think there's clearly some big Kelly Clarkson fans who can't hear anybody else, who love Kelly, who is really actually very talented. There's no doubt about that. Richie, I think, would get more respect if his career wasn't cut short.
Mm-hmm.
But he could sing. But I want to vote Richie because I know how much these people love Kelly, but I can't. In terms of vocalist, it's still Kelly for this one. Kelly is still better than Richie.
All right. And Casey.
I think where Harvey was kind of sort of going with where his thought process was if we had had the amount of time and Richie had had the amount of time to develop his talent, like Kelly has had over the last 20-something years, then, yeah.
I hear you.
Coming soon on an evening at the movies, La Bamba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, which one? No, what's the other one that he did? The school one with, oh, God.
Ludwig Phillips? It was
Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver.
I will do Stand and Deliver on an evening at the movies. It's one of my favorite movies.
I'll definitely do La Bamba. I love La Bamba.
Bamba's a good movie too.
Fucking fantastic movie.
Lou Diamond Phillips is really talented.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amanda.
Anybody who has known me for a significant period of time knows that, and this is not why I'm voting this way. Kelly has an amazing voice, and I've been in love with that voice since her audition for American Idol. I'm voting Kelly, even though she is probably my number one hall pass on my five people hall pass list.
Well, Kelly Clarkson will play Ray Charles in the next round.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Casey, number 14, Freddie Mercury, versus number 87, Diana Ross.
Oh my God. I'm going to go with Diana Ross and see where Harvey goes with this and be okay with whatever the decision is.
Harvey.
Love Diana Ross, but she wasn't even the best singer in her group. So I'm definitely going for Freddie Mercury.
And fucking Diana Ross.
Ridiculous voice, but she's losing anyway.
And Diana Ross wins. I love Queen. Don't get me wrong. I fucking love Queen. Everybody knows that. My favorite karaoke song of all time to do is Bohemian Rhapsody. I'll do that shit. I got 3 videos of me doing it. I love fucking Queen. I think that Diana Ross's voice is better. So I am going to go Diana Ross here. And Diana Ross will play Stevie Wonder the next round.
Okay.
uh, Damn, I'm forgetting names right now. Harvey. Number 15, Bob Dylan. Verse number 86, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay. That's wild shit. That's ridiculous. The nerve of you that you could even sit there and say number 86, Michael Jackson. I don't care if you did. No. Sometimes we have to be a man and say, no, from this. That is incorrect. It's Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, no. Bob Dylan is one of the great songwriters of all time, without question, but he could not sing. No, it's MJ, and let's go.
And Harvey, Casey, sorry.
Yeah, even if you were to take these rankings for this matchup alone and flip them, I think number 15 is still fucking too low for Michael Jackson.
Damn right it is.
But with that said, Bob Dylan is not a better. You can't understand 98% of the words coming out of Bob Dylan's mouth.
Okay.
Sounds like he's about ready to climax.
Casey,
it's Michael Jackson, though.
And Michael Jackson will play Otis Redding in the next round.
Fucking get
Casey.
Yes.
Prince. Number 16, Prince. Or number 85, Johnny Cash.
Shit.
Oh, fuck. Prince?
Okay. And Harvey?
Yeah, it's Prince. I mean, like, I figured we'd been moved on by now. Fucking Prince.
Cash to the trash. So God is true. People hate when I say this, though, but I like Johnny Cash's voice more when he got older. Like, older. Like, Hurt. That Hurt song is just fucking amazing. So
the question, do you like his voice, or do you like that song and the way he sang it? Because that's not his regular voice.
So you're probably right. I do like his voice and the way he sung.
I think that's what it was. I mean, he's been, like she said, he's been through, you know, a whole lot. I'm pretty sure he was smoker, drinker, whatever, and he got older, and he really, it's like the real low-key singing of that song, really.
It was just moving, and then the words. I mean, I know another band, don't people love when I say that, when someone hurt. Well, this band made it first. I don't give a fuck. the better version is fucking Johnny Cash version. I don't give a damn. All right?
I'm sure Trent Reznor would agree with you. I mean, it's his song, but hearing somebody else absolutely nail it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, here's the thing. How many people can honestly say they'd heard Hurt before Johnny Cash sang it?
I had.
Johnny Cash took. Mm-hmm. I had too, mm-hmm. but. The Johnny Cash version is the one that took off and ran like fucking Marshawn Lynch running 90 yards and causing a fucking earthquake.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I disagree with that. No. Not what Casey, what Amanda said. The other version is better. I don't.
Well, it depends on what you like. It depends on, you know.
All right. Well, Harvey.
Amanda's day drinking.
Harvey, number 17, Elvis Presley. Or number 84, Donny Hathaway.
Okay, I can never vote for Elvis Presley. So that's, I mean, and Donny Hathaway is my favorite male voice. So
more than Stevie?
Yes. Doesn't mean he's better. He's just my favorite. I've always loved Donny Hathaway. And I think his struggle, his story is an issue too. Like, if you ever look into him, he had a lot of mental issues. He did a lot of great stuff with Roberta Flack. And he has a daughter who's probably got a better voice than him. So Layla Hathaway is beautiful. So I'm definitely Donny Hathaway. Definitely.
And Casey.
Donny.
And Donny Hathaway will play Al Green in the next round.
Ooh, that's a fair matchup. That's fair. Mm-hmm.
Casey, number 18, Jennifer Hudson, versus number 83, Amy Winehouse.
Oh. You didn't have to tell me you were day drinking. I know what your freaking daily habits are. I'm going to go with Jennifer Hudson.
All right. Harvey.
I love Amy Winehouse.
So do I.
I love her. Love her.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Love her, love her, love her. She had a beautiful voice. Gravelly, that soulful. Ugh. It's hard. They're both good, but it doesn't make sense for me to make it a tie because I know who's going to win, but I'm going to go with Hudson. But I'd have just been happy if Winehouse won too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Harvey. Number 19, Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 82, R. Kelly. Now, before the chats go off, people listen to this, before you two go off, art versus artist. I don't want to listen. Only the voice. All right? That's all I care about.
Listen, if anybody has a problem with us talking about this and they don't talk about Elvis and they don't talk about a lot of these other artists who have done some questionable stuff here, I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people on this did some questionable stuff. So we're going to have to let that be.
Well, I mean, Whitney didn't have the most spot perfectly clean personal life either.
Fair.
Yeah, but she didn't. Well, that's not my hero there. Listen.
No, it's the singer, not the freaking personal life. So
yeah.
Frank versus R. Kelly.
As a singer? This is, to me, this is, I guess, skill versus impact type of thing. And Sinatra. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's R. Kelly.
All right. So got one R. Kelly vote. Casey.
Honestly, I think both of these men are incredible singers. Frank Sinatra has his style, and that's where his quality stays. R. Kelly has a little bit more versatile range to his talent, so I'm going to vote for R. Kelly.
Damn, Kendra. I'm pretty sure he was dead by then, but...
Oh my God!
Frank was long dead before Space Jam.
Oh my God! I can fly. I can touch the sky. Whoa, whoa!
That's hilarious. That's so funny. Oh my God! That's great. That's fucking hilarious. R. Kelly will play Prince in the next round.
See?
Oh my God.
It's all right. He's done.
He's done for that. Mm-hmm. Casey, number 20, Marvin Gaye. Verse number 81, Donna Summer.
Oh. Marvin Gaye.
And Harvey?
I don't know. In terms of strictly voices here, I love Marvin Gaye. The man could sing, but so could Donna Summer.
Some of these matchups are not fucking easy to pick.
They're not. And I mean, you see it and you see a name that you love and you immediately assume that's going to be it. But Donna Summer.
And Donna Summer moves on.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry. No, that's a lie. 100% lie. Marvin Gaye moves on. Sorry.
Damn, you gave me hope there for a second.
I love Donna Summer. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that I do.
She works hard for the money.
Yeah. But Marvin Gaye's voice, I think Marvin Gaye had a better voice. So I am going with Marvin Gaye there. All right. Here's a hard one for me. Listen, I know it's maybe easy for somebody, but this is hard for me. So Harvey, number 21, Nina Simone.
Uh-huh.
Verse number 80, Carrie Underwood.
It's not hard for me. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. Carrie Underwood has a nice voice. Yeah, I don't know if this is going to offend people, but whatever. I don't feel like when I hear Carrie Underwood, I feel like she sounds like a lot of these girls who have good voices. Her voice isn't special to me. Is she better than, I don't know, I feel like she's got a nice voice, but it's not like much different. And it's like, it's all right. Nina Simone, first of all, Black woman, the stuff that she sang was so important, emotional, that gravelly, that different kind of voice, that different, yes, she does. She does, just like a few other people. I'm not saying she doesn't have a powerhouse voice, but there's few other people who work, who sing like her. Nina, nobody. Her voice, phenomenal, emotional. You can hear it. You can hear it in there. And it's for me, it's Nina Simone.
All right. And Casey.
So can Nina Simone say that she's been waiting all day for Sunday night?
No, because she died before Monday Night Football got started.
True.
Or before they did a theme song for Monday Night Football. I think she was around for a long time, but I don't know. That might be my bias. It's my love of jazz and vocalists and crooners and such. So
I'm going to agree with Harvey and go for Nina Simone.
You know how I feel, and I'm feeling good. Because God is truth. I know people are watching this and looking this and commenting and listening. However, though, if you would have picked Carrie, I would have picked Nina. Nina would have moved on. Nina, listen, Nina's voice is, and people say that Carrie Underwood's voice is powerful, as it is. However, though, I want to say Nina Simone's voice is powerful, but also meaningful as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's meaningful. Like it, that shit touches all the heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
So
every bit of it, every bit. Nina is the one.
Yeah. All right, Casey, number 22, Adele, versus number 79, Jackie Wilson. With another hard one, actually.
Adele.
And Harvey.
Jackie.
Yeah.
And Adele moves on.
Yeah, Adele moves on. I mean, listen. I love Jackie. Listen, I love Jackie. Like I said before, I love the best song from the best Ghostbusters 2. And I love Baby Workout. However, though, Adele, listen, again, like I said before, I want to turn Adele's voice into feathers for my pillow and have a good night's sleep. All right.
Wow. By the way, the best song from Ghostbusters 2 is On Our Own by Bobby Brown. Just to clear that up. And I love Jackie Wilson.
Listen. We agree to disagree with that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Harvey. Number 23, Smokey Robinson, versus number 78, Janis Joplin.
Shit. It's Smokey motherfucking Robinson. It's Smokey. And I mean no disrespect to Janis Joplin, because to me, to a degree, Janis is kind of the white Nina.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have there's not the same effect. She just had a really interesting voice. But no. That's Smokey, man. You understand?
All right. And Casey.
Smokey. No, I grew up. My mom, Harvey's favorite, or my mom's favorite drafter is Harvey. So, yeah, it's Smokey. Mom loved Smokey, and I grew up listening to fucking Smokey. So,
mm-hmm. All right, Casey, number 24, George Jones, versus number 77, Bruce Springsteen.
I love Bruce Springsteen as well. George Jones is a great voice. God. This hurts. Bruce Springsteen.
And Harvey.
George Jones.
and Bruce Springsteen moves on. However, though, I don't see it moving past the second round because Bruce will play Jennifer Hudson in the next round.
Yeah, you can mark my vote down now.
Harvey.
Yep.
Number 25, Mary J. Blige. Versus number 76, Wilson Pickett.
Wilson Pickett.
And Casey?
Pickett.
And Pickett will move on. Pickett will play Marvin Gaye in the next round.
These second round matchups are legit. Are legit.
And we thought the first round matchup sucked. Ooh. The second round sucks even more.
They'll be harder, but they're good. I'll take that. Okay.
All right. Casey, number 26, Paul McCartney versus number 75, D'Angelo.
D'Angelo.
Paul fucking McCartney? Stop it. The Beatles the Beatles that, blah, 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 blah. No, he wasn't a great singer. Oh, it's clearly D'Angelo. And he's not the best vocalist on this thing, but he's damn sure better than Paul McCartney and John Lennon. Anybody in them Beatles groups. Please.
All right. Well, D'Angelo will play Nina Simone in the next round.
He's hurt.
You made that matchup,
Harvey. I know. It hurts me. It hurts.
All right. Harvey, number 27, Dolly Parton. Versus number 74, Patti LaBelle. And before you vote, by the time we started recording this, yesterday was Dolly Parton's birthday. So happy birthday to Dolly Parton.
Okay. We're talking about singer. That's how I've been voting. I've been voting against people that I love because the person they were against had a better voice. Dolly can sing, no question. Really good singer. Listen to Patti LaBelle sing. If you do this bracket just for the fun of it and you just pick the names and whatever, I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do. Listen to Patti LaBelle's range. She is epic. Dolly's an amazing woman, awesome in every way. All this stuff, she is not in Patti's league. She's not. Patti's voice outshines her. Patti has, you damn right, Jamie. You damn right. It's definitely, definitely Patti LaBelle.
And Casey.
My thought process behind this is kind of askew, but listen to Dolly Parton sing I Will Always Love You. And then listen to Whitney Houston sing I Will Always Love You. Which one of those two performances grabs your soul by the nuts and squeezes it?
Whitney.
And makes you feel everything. It's Whitney. If Dolly's was at that level, I might be tempted to vote Dolly in this matchup. But it's not. And I'm not voting for Dolly. Happy birthday, Miss Dolly. We do love
you. We love you. We love you. You just got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you deserved it. But it's Patti in this case.
It's Patti.
Okay. So first things first. If you want to hear Patti LaBelle's range, If Only You Knew, listen to that song. That's perfect range if you want to compare Patti LaBelle's freaking range. However, though, Patti LaBelle will play Adele in the next round.
Oh, Jesus. And by the way, comparing Dolly to Whitney, you had your chance to compare voices throughout your bracket there. Ex-co-host.
Casey, number 28, Garth Brooks, or number 70, number 73, Phil Collins.
All right, my ex-co-host knows exactly where I'm going with this, and you know what? I don't care which way you guys vote, because either way, a great singer, in my opinion, will be moving on from this matchup. But I have a deep-seated love for my vote, and I won't vote against that person. So, with that said, I'm voting for Garth Brooks.
All right. Harvey.
I don't do karaoke just because I can't sing. But
I can't either.
Right, the one time I did karaoke, I think I was a few drinks in, several. And the one song I did was Friends in Low Places.
Everybody does.
Which is a ridiculous song. I love that song. It's great. I listen to it randomly and I'm happy. But it's not a great song because of the singing. It's a great song because of that feeling, because of the lyrics. It fits. It's, it feels like it's a great country song. I thoroughly enjoy it. Phil Collins, I know people who are listening to this, I've got. Phil Collins is one of the best singers because he's just not country. He could do country if he needed to. Phil's my vote, by the way. But Garth is good, but I think he's good for what he does. I don't think I could really press him to do more stuff. He's not particularly soulful to me. Phil is. That's my pick.
Yeah, Phil Collins wins. That's what happened. Phil Collins had a better voice than Garth Brooks. I want to say this right now, and I know people in the chat are going to hate me. I know people that's going to listen is going to hate me. Garth Brooks' voice is over fucking rated. I say that again. It's over fucking rated.
You're talking about sales. That's what you thought. He's nowhere near Garth Brooks. Based on what? He sold a lot of country albums. Good for him. He's not a better singer than Phil Collins. He really isn't.
So, I'm your opinion. I don't know what it means, but
I think she meant in your opinion.
Oh yeah, in my opinion, he's overrated. His voice is overrated to me. I'm not saying his song's not overrated. I'm just about his vocals, his voice is overrated to me. I love Who I Got Friends in Low Places and the other song I forgot. However, though, I think his voice is overrated.
The thunder rolls. Lightning strikes. Yeah. Doom, doom,
doom. All right, Harvey.
Yo.
Number 29, Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 72, Muddy Waters.
Man. Your face.
Ooh. Ooh. At least I'm not the only one getting hated on right now.
Oh, damn. It's Chaka. And I love Muddy. I love the blues, but yeah.
And Casey.
Yeah, Chaka.
All right. Casey. Number 30, Hank Williams. Versus number 71, Roy Orbison.
Hank.
And Harvey?
Roy Orbison.
Hank Williams moves on.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman. You kind of like to leave, pretty woman.
Well, I'm not going to lie. That line is true. I don't want to meet no ugly women.
We're lucky. We are part of a group where we have all just super attractive ladies, and we do podcasts with them. So fun, yes.
All right, Harvey.
You.
Number 31, Luther Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 70, Ronnie Spector.
It's Luther, but it's not that far off. Hold on, Amanda's challenging me here. What's the song? Every time I look into your... Okay, it's like you got it. That's the name. I have the hook in my head. You got it. I'll sing it to you later, Amanda. But I do know more songs than that. Okay, Amanda. Right, I don't need Google for that, Amanda. No.
All right, Casey. Mm-mm. Casey. Mm-mm. Luther Vandross or Ronnie Spector?
Yeah, Amanda's probably sitting there with the Google list right in front of her, saying, "Okay, I'm going to verify whatever Harvey says."
Uh-huh.
The only Roy song she knows is Pretty Woman.
You got it. I see. That's the one. Look at you using Google. Go ahead, girl.
Who's going up against Ronnie?
Luther Vandross.
Little Luther.
All right, Luther wins. Casey, David, number 32, David Bowie, number 69, Erykah Badu.
Erica.
Harvey.
Say that again. Badu versus who?
David Bowie.
Better voice is Badu. Definitely more impact is Bowie, but I'm going with Badu.
And Erica Badu moves on. Erica Badu will play Chaka Khan in the next round.
That's a good one.
Chaka.
Harvey, number 33, Bessie Smith, or number 68, Rihanna?
Bessie Smith. Bet y'all people don't know Bessie. Bet y'all don't know Bessie.
And Casey.
Bessie.
All right. All right. Putting that together. That's a Bessie. All right. Casey, number 34. Tom York. I hope I said that right. Because Thom Yorke. Damn. I did not say that right. Or number 67, Ozzy Osbourne.
It is what it is. Growing up, I love fucking Ozzy, so I'll vote for Ozzy, but it's not necessarily a great voice, but I love Black Sabbath Ozzy. I love Ozzy.
Okay. And the correct speller is, well, there's Tom York, but the pronouncing this shit is the worst because basic English says something else. Harvey, you're muted.
I think you're saying it right. I think it is Tom York. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, but you know, I think for this, just because I don't know Tom York enough to really have a vote on him, mm-hmm. I'll go with Ozzy. I know Ozzy's screaming voice. Who doesn't get anywhere past this, I would assume?
Well, he plays Hank Williams in the next round.
Okay.
Ozzy might get one more. We'll see.
All right. Harvey. You. Number 35, Dusty Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 66, David Ruffin.
David Ruffin. Come on, they, you know what they hear. You know who they here to hear. You know.
I'm here to see Otis. Oh, my God.
Woo! That man is more famous for that line.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Casey, Dusty Springfield or Dave Ruffin?
David.
Yeah,
wrong. Dusty, you know, son of a preacher, man. She got a good, she can sing.
Well, Dan Ruffin will play Luther Vandross in the next round.
Damn.
All right, Casey. Number 36, Kurt Cobain. With number 65, Fiona Apple.
You purposely set this up so I'd have to make this first vote, didn't you?
Of course I did.
Oh, I feel they both have definitely their own vocal styles, but Kurt is Aberdeen to me, and I live in Aberdeen.
Bye, Jamie.
Kurt may not necessarily have claimed Aberdeen, but he is Aberdeen. He's not fucking Seattle. I'm voting Kurt.
All right. And Harvey.
I don't know. I feel like Nirvana is thoroughly overrated. I've never been a fan of Nirvana.
You can shut your damn mouth, Amanda. No.
I always preferred Stone Temple Pilots to Nirvana. So I'm good. And Fiona Apple actually has a really good voice. So I'm going to go with Fiona.
Kurt wins. Fiona does have a good, but
phenomenal voice.
She does, but I like uniqueness. And
and you should love Fiona.
No, but no, that's sad. That's sad. Mm-hmm. I do, but more than Kirk voice is unique as hell. And I like, and I don't mind the voice, so I'm going to Kirk here at least for the first round. All right,
Carmen was beautiful. Oh, I love her voice. Carmen was so good.
Harvey, number 37, Van Morrison, with number 64, The Weeknd.
I don't feel like Weeknd, but I mean, it's Van Morrison for me.
All right, and Casey,
Van Morrison. Because who doesn't love a brown-eyed girl?
Damn right.
I don't mind brown-eyed girl, but I'm not gonna lie. I would pick The Weeknd there. I think The Weeknd has a better overall range than Van Morrison does.
Nah, you heard three tracks on. You ain't heard it all, bro. You heard
just saying. All right,
Casey, blinded by the light.
Casey, number 38, Curtis Mayfield, with number 63, Robert Plant.
Curtis.
And Harvey?
Curtis.
Curtis moves on. All right.
I have loved many a blue-eyed girl. Many.
Me too, actually. Harvey.
You.
Number 39, Louis Armstrong. Mm. Or number 62, George Michael.
Louis is very, you're talking about unique.
I see skies of blue.
That's a great voice.
Red roses too.
Mm-hmm. Band leader, iconic in terms MJ of the time.
Fuck me and you.
It's George Michael for me though.
All right, and Casey.
I'm curious to know Dre's opinion, so Louis.
Louis moves on. Listen, no offense, but George Michael's voice is overrated to me, and I like the uniqueness of, definitely uniqueness of George. So Louis moves on. Yeah. There you go.
I'm okay, honestly, with either one of the two of them moving on, but I also know Harvey loves Careless Whisper, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Casey, number 40, Aaliyah, versus number 61, Bill Withers.
As controversial as this might be, I'm going to go Bill Withers.
Okay. All right. Harvey.
Ain't nothing controversial with that at all, bro. Nothing.
I know a lot of people love Aaliyah. And...
Oh, me, I love Aaliyah too. Mistress. Mm-hmm. No.
She's a great, great, phenomenal voice.
So you said Harvey said Bill Withers?
Definitely Bill Withers.
And Bill Withers will play Bessie Smith in the next round.
Mm.
Harvey.
Number Jerry's 40. That trash. Harvey, that's overrated.
Some things are. Number 41, Etta James. Or number 60, Kate Bush.
Etta.
And... Casey.
Etta.
My poor dignity.
Okay. Casey's on you. Number 42, Teddy Pendergrass. Verse number 59, Taylor Swift.
See. You people are setting me up to be the bad guy with Amanda because you know good and hell well I'm not voting for fucking Taylor Swift.
You vote how you want.
You vote how you want. Do what you have to do. Don't worry about that. This is your bracket. This is our bracket. The ladies had their own, and now the men's are speaking. Say what you say.
It's on you, buddy.
Fuck it. Teddy.
You damn right it's Teddy. Shit. Taylor Swift is talented. She's a performer. She's a fantastic performer and a great songwriter. Teddy fucking Pendergrass was one of the sexiest people ever on a mic.
Amanda is having a heart attack in fucking Dallas, Texas right now as we speak.
Listen, God is true. I'll pick Teddy as well. Not for my hate, not because of the people hate. I think I hate Taylor Swift. Teddy's voice is fucking amazing. Teddy's voice is amazing.
Oh, dude, it's soul.
I'm gonna let it go.
Sex on a record, man. Sex on vinyl. Turn out the lights.
Turn them off. He came off the speakers. Tell you from the turn
off. Off
right now. Turn off. Right now. All right, Harvey, number 43, Ariana Grande, verse number 58, Lady Gaga.
They both have fantastic range. I think Gaga gets a little disrespected with her voice. She can really, really, really sing. This may be one of the few times I watched Victorious with the kids. And I'm like, she could flat out blow. Like, what is she doing on this show? Like, she need to move on. It's Grande for me.
All right. And Casey.
It's Andre Gaga.
Oh, it's Ariana Grande. I've listened to Ariana Grande sing live, actually, in New York.
Did you? How was she live?
It was for one time that she did it for New Year's. And she could fucking sing. I was like, because I didn't know who the fuck she was. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, and I'm not going to lie, I was cold as balls as well. Because she was, it was New Year's. And
were you high?
Yeah. I don't know. But
the fact that he's not sure. Yo, I'm Victorious. I find it ironic that they named the show after this girl, and she probably is the least successful one on it.
Yeah.
Yo, what's his name? The dude, the pretty one that was dating the girl who I love the most. I forgot what her name is. The mean one. I loved her.
Yeah, I didn't watch Victoria, so I'm like,
oh, you don't even know. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm glad I don't. Listen, Casey, James Brown versus number 44, James Brown versus number 57, Brian Wilson.
Jade,
I'm gonna let this one slide without having a certain other topic come up, because that's a whole nother rabbit hole that we went down the last time that this singer bracket got talked about. So fuck Brian Wilson, get him the hell out of here.
All right, and Harvey,
it's James motherfucking Brown. Nothing more needs to be said. It's just the fact it took this long to get to James Brown. It's crazy. So, yes, JB keeps it moving. It's a man's world.
All right, Harvey. Mm-hmm. Here's, to me, probably the hardest one in the first round. It took me about 20 minutes to literally listen to both of these voices. For me, I'm not sure about you, but before me. Number 45, Ella Fitzgerald.
Oof.
Verse number 56. Barry White.
It's Ella. Barry is great voice. We're going vocalist. We're going jazz. There's Ella. There's Sarah Vaughan. There's Dinah Washington. There's these voices, and it's easy. Ella is Ella.
Okay.
Ella. Easy.
All right. Casey.
Yeah, as hard as this is to say, but Ella is... Yeah, I agree with Harvey. Ella's Ella.
All right.
Ella moves on.
So, God of Truth, I listened like 20 minutes. I listened to both these voices. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, I picked Barry because as far as range, people forget that you got that high range, but you also got that fucking low range too. And Barry hit that low range like my motherfucker. So, plus I'm a big fan of Practice What You Preach. He called, listen, you talk all this shit. You better do what you say.
I love that song. I'm almost positive that's his only number one hit. That was a number one for a week. I think that's his only number. I could be wrong. And it's a great track. It was a great track.
That's sad. Mm-hmm. All right. Casey, number 46, Mavis Staples. Mavis Staples versus number 55, Tina Turner.
I love Tina a lot. Tina Turner.
And Harvey.
Tina, even though Mavis is right with her, probably a little bit better, but I'll give Tina this. In terms of vocalists.
And Tina Turner will play Kurt Cobain in the next round.
All righty then.
Oh, Jesus. Hasta la vista, Kurt.
I must say his name wrong. So, Casey. No, Harvey. Number 47, Linda Ronstadt.
Ronstadt, yeah.
Yeah. Verse number 54, Willie Nelson.
The Herbal American.
You're always on my mind.
The weed is always on his mind.
The weed's always in his hand. That's what that shit is. And I'm going Willie Nelson. Even though Linda Ronstadt is quite talented, but it's Willie Nelson.
All right. And Casey.
The weed is always in his lungs. All that aside, I like Willie better than Linda Ronstadt. And Linda Ronstadt can sing. Don't get me wrong, but
Willie's Willie.
Iconic. Willie is Willie. Willie is the Herbal American. I know it's cliche to say it, but
he is. And he's going to outlive us all. I'll tell you that much.
He definitely will.
I'm not going to lie. There could be nuclear war, and the only thing left in this world would be cockroaches and Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm. And Willie Nelson will play Van Morrison in the next round.
Look at the white boy sticking together. Okay.
All right. Casey, number 48, Toni Braxton. Verse number 53, Gladys Knight. Oh. And there's only two more after this in this round.
Shit. I'm going to go Tony and let Harvey do what Harvey wants to do.
Harvey.
Whatever happens, happens. Either one of these is great to move on.
Yeah. Tony versus Gladys is a difficult one. I'm going to agree with you. And I love Gladys Knight. But Tony's voice is special. Toni Braxton's my pick.
All right. Harvey. Yep. Number 49, Rod Stewart. Verse number 52, Mick Jagger.
Rod Stewart.
Casey.
Rod.
All right. And last, but certainly not least in this round that took us an hour to do. number 50, Casey. Number 50, Joni Mitchell. Versus number 51, Sade.
Sade.
Harvey.
I love Joni Mitchell, man. She up against the wrong person this week, though. Sade Day. She's one of mine. I love Sade Day.
Well, for round two, Sade will play Curtis Mayfield.
Okay.
Rod Stewart will play Louis Armstrong. Toni Braxton will play Etta James. Ella Fitzgerald will play Teddy Pendergrass. And last but not least, James Brown will play Ariana Grande. All right, Harvey.
Let's get it going.
What you do, Harvey.
Aretha Franklin or Elda Barch?
Yeah, it's Aretha.
Casey.
In answer to the question, who's holding Donna now? It's Aretha Franklin.
Okay. Casey, Whitney Houston or George Strait?
Oh, that tickled my soul. Whitney. Whitney. Day.
Yeah. Can we? If you say Whitney, most times you don't have to ask. You can just say Whitney.
All right. Harvey, Sam Cooke or Stevie Nicks?
Sam.
Casey.
Sam.
Casey, Celine Dion. No, sorry. Billie Holiday or Celine Dion?
Celine.
Billy.
Billy moves on.
Yo!
Billy Holiday's voice is fucking amazing. Billy Holiday's voice is fucking amazing. And no fix to Celine Dion. I love Celine Dion's voice as well. And she sung one of the worst songs ever for one of the worst movies ever. But Billie Holiday's voice is fucking amazing. So
her heart has been stopped.
Okay. All right. Casey, Mariah Carey or Selena?
Mariah.
Mariah.
Harvey. Yep. Ray Charles or Kelly Clarkson?
Ray.
Casey?
I have a feeling I know what this is, how this is going to go, but I'm still going to do it, Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson moves on. I love Ray. I love what I'm going to do, but range, Kelly Clarkson has range. I will give her that. Howard, though, Kelly Clarkson will play Aretha Franklin in the next round.
Yeah. Bye, Kelly.
Casey, Stevie Wonder or Diana Ross?
Stevie.
Stevie.
Harvey, Otis Redding or Michael Jackson?
Michael.
Casey?
Michael.
And Michael Jackson will play Whitney Houston in the next round.
Oh, shit!
Casey, Al Green or Donny Hathaway?
Donnie.
Ooh. All right. And Donnie will play Sam Cooke in the next round.
I'm telling you, these matchups are solid right now. Mm-hmm. What?
Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Prince or R. Kelly?
Prince.
Prince.
Casey, Jennifer Hudson or Bruce Springsteen?
J. Hud.
J to the Hud.
Harvey, Marvin Gaye or Wilson Pickett?
Marvin.
Casey?
Marvin.
Casey, Nina Simone or D'Angelo?
Nina.
Harvey.
Nina.
All of that for just for you to say Nina?
Yo, listen, it hurt him. I felt it.
Oh.
All right. Case me, Harvey, Adele or Patti LaBelle?
Patti.
Casey.
This is going to hurt Harvey because I'm doing this.
I know. Go ahead.
Adele.
Listen, I love Patti LaBelle.
I don't need you to make me feel better. You know,
right, I swear. Listen, I love Patti LaBelle so much. If only you knew, it's one of my favorite fucking songs of all time.
Somebody Loves You, The Range.
Somebody Loves You, Baby.
She's got the same range as Adele, bro. That's not a better singer. You just like her better. That's fair.
I gotta go Adele. Adele. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All right, Casey, Smokey Robinson or Phil Collins?
Oh, shit. I'm bitter still from the first round. I'm going Smokey.
And Harvey.
Smokey. And I love Phil, but it's Smokey.
Smokey!
Knocked the fuck
out. All right, Harvey. Shaka Khan or Erykah Badu?
Shaka.
Casey.
Shaka.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Best song gonna break into. All right. Casey, Hank Williams or Ozzy Osbourne?
Hank.
Hank.
Harvey, Luther Vandross or Dave Ruffin?
It's Luther.
Little Casey. Luther.
Casey, Bessie Smith or Bill Withers?
Bill.
Bill.
All right. And Bill Withers will play Billie Holiday the next round.
Ooh, damn, bro. No sunshine for you, Bill.
Harvey. Kurt Cobain or Tina Turner?
Tina.
Tina.
Tina Turner. All right. Tina Turner will play Mariah Carey in the next round.
Wow. Oh, God. She don't want. Oh.
She don't want that smoke. She don't want that smoke.
Casey, Van Morrison or Willie Nelson?
I'm going to go Willie one more time.
All right. Ed Harvey.
Van Morrison.
Willie Nelson moves on. But Willie Nelson will play Stevie Wonder in the next one.
Bye, Van.
All right. So, Harvey, Curtis Mayfield or Sade?
Sade.
And Casey?
Sade.
And Sade will play Prince in the next round.
Oh, good God.
I feel like after we get our witty banter out of the way in the first round, this goes a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah. I've just been picking up the pace. Yeah. Been trying. All right.
So, Casey, Louis Armstrong or Rod Stewart?
Rod the Bod.
And Harvey?
Rod the Bod.
All right. And Rod Stewart will play Jennifer Hudson in the next round.
Oh.
Harvey.
You.
Etta James or Toni Braxton?
Toni.
And Casey.
Toni.
Toni Braxton will play Marvin Gaye in the next round. And Casey, Teddy Pendergrass or Ella Fitzgerald?
Ella.
I'm sorry, what song? Harvey.
Ella. I'm comfortable voting for Ella in this one. Yes.
And by I was questioning there for a while if Amanda was still watching because she got really quiet throughout the second round.
Yeah, we've been taking down her favorites. Yeah. So I think she's
Ella Fitzgerald will play Nina Simone in the next round. And last but not least, Harvey, Ariana Grande or James Brown?
I'm going to go with James Brown.
Casey?
James Brown, Celebrity Hot Tub.
Say what?
James Brown will play Adele in the next round, which means that Luther Vandross will play Smokey Robinson in the next round, which means that Chaka Khan will play Hank Williams in the next round. Now, with that being said, we are round three. Whatever the highest seed is, we'll get a bye in round four.
All right.
All right, Harvey.
Nope.
Aretha Franklin or Kelly Clarkson?
It's Aretha.
And Casey.
And with Dre asking that question, Aretha gets a bye.
Yes, she does. She's number one seed.
Aretha Franklin gets a bye. All right. Casey, Whitney Houston or Michael Jackson?
Whitney.
Yeah. This is violence. This is true, unadulterated violence. And it is Whitney. It has to be Whitney.
This is voice on voice crime.
It is. This is two fantastic voices. She just has a bit more range than he does. She's not as soulful as him, but.
And almost any other matchup, they both would move on. Mm-hmm. But going head to head.
All right, Harvey.
Yo.
Sam Cooke or Donny Hathaway?
Donny Hathaway.
Casey.
Donny.
Ooh, that's an upset for me. I'm not gonna lie.
It's an upset for me too.
Jesus. However, though, Donny Hathaway played Whitney Houston in the next round.
Oh shit, damn it.
All right. Casey. I'm sorry, Harvey. Sorry. Billie Holiday or Bill Withers?
Billie Holiday. I know. I'm sorry, Amanda, but
Casey,
it's Donnie, baby.
What was the matchup again?
Billy Holiday or Bill Withers?
Billy Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Casey, Mariah Carey or Tina Turner?
Mariah.
Harvey, Stevie Wonder or Willie Nelson?
Stevie.
Casey?
Stevie.
Casey, Prince or Sade?
Prince.
Harvey?
Prince.
Harvey, Jennifer Hudson or Rod Stewart?
J. Hud.
Casey?
J. Hud.
Casey, Marvin Gaye or Tony Braxton?
Tony.
Marvin.
And Marvin Gaye moves on. Harvey, Nina Simone or Ella Fitzgerald?
Ella.
And Casey?
Ella.
Ella Fitzgerald will play Billie Holiday in the next round.
Wow! Oh, huge!
Casey, Adele or James Brown?
Adele.
James Brown. I know what's happening, but I got to vote.
Yeah, Adele moves on. For me, anyway.
I got to find you somebody besides Adele for you to love like this, man.
I love Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke's probably should go here too, but I mean, this is what it is. Harvey, mm-hmm. Smokey Robinson or Luther Vandross?
Voice wise.
Yeah, Harvey, do it.
Luther.
All right, Casey.
Smokey.
Luther Vandross moves on. However, though, Luther will play Mariah Carey in the next round.
Shit.
Casey, Chaka Khan or Hank Williams?
Yeah, it's not even a contest. It's fucking Chaka.
It is definitely fucking Chaka.
Harvey. Oh, sorry. That's the last one that round. So, Chaka Khan will play Stevie Wonder in the next round.
Mm.
Adele will play Prince in the next round.
Mm. You better come correct there, dude.
And Marvin Gaye will play Jennifer Hudson in the next round. But like we said before, Aretha freaking got a bye.
Yep.
All right. The bottom part of this bracket will get a bye. Okay? And we'll get to that when we get to it. All right. Harvey. Whitney Houston or Donny Hathaway?
Whitney.
Casey?
Whitney.
Casey, Billie Holiday or Ella Fitzgerald? Wow.
Ella.
Harvey.
Billie.
Ella Fitzgerald moves on. I love Ella Fitzgerald's voice.
Listen. Those are like the two. And Sarah Vaughan's in there too. But you don't go wrong with either one. Either one.
However, though, Ella Fitzgerald will play Aretha Franklin the next round.
Shit.
Harvey, Mariah Carey or Luther Vandross?
Luther.
Casey.
Luther.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, I was ready to put Mariah on because that's my pick. I'm not gonna lie, I was ready to put Mariah. Listen, that book right there, I love Luther Vandross, but that had nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
So Luther Vandross will play Whitney Houston in the next round.
Okay, well, there you go, ladies. Really? You people pick Elton John over Aretha. Y'all can't say nothing to me. You can't. Sorry.
Oh, shit. All right, listen. Shit, that fucked my mental up right there. All right, listen. Casey, Stevie Wonder or Chaka Khan?
Really?
Really?
Elton. I'm going to keep saying Elton John over Aretha. Y'all can't make decisions. Give me your licenses. Y'all shouldn't even be able to drive. Ridiculous.
Elton John.
Garth Brooks made it to the Final Four. Are you kidding me?
Casey. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie.
It's Stevie.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I would have picked Shaka.
Really?
Oh, Shaka has a better voice than Stevie. Stevie has better songs. Ooh. Shaka has a better voice.
Okay, okay, I see you. Yeah. Okay, that's hey.
All right. Casey, Prince or Adele?
Adele.
And Harvey.
Dude. Prince.
Adele moves on. Listen, Adele has a better voice. Adele has a better voice than Prince. I'll keep saying that. Adele has a better voice than Prince. I'm sorry to Prince.
No.
I'm sorry to Prince. But yes, Adele has an overall better voice
than Prince.
So I'm going to Adele here.
I almost did it just because I knew you were going to vote for fucking Prince. That way we could have. But
listen, that's what it is.
Adele is fucking great.
All right.
Prince is great too, though.
With that being said, Harvey, Jennifer Hudson. Whoever wins this gets a bye to the semifinals. So, Jennifer Hudson or Marvin Gaye?
Marvin.
And Casey?
Marvin.
I think that's ridiculous as well. No offense. I love Marvin
for some reason. I think we've determined that anybody who has range is it. There's a lot of people who have range but can't sing. Range is not the end all.
Adele can sing. Jennifer can sing.
She has range, but Prince can hit different octaves. Purple Rain alone.
Purple Rain is fucking amazing. The whole album's fucking great. Let's listen. All right,
My God.
All right. We're at the quarterfinals. We're at the quarterfinals, and Marvin Gaye is automatically in the semifinals.
And Amanda was done a long time ago. Her saying she's done now is.
All right, listen. Let's see who's going to be in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. All right. Harvey, Aretha Franklin or Ella Fitzgerald?
It's Aretha.
Okay.
Yep.
AC, Whitney Houston or Luther Vandross?
Whitney.
Wow.
Jesus.
Damn. That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
That is funny.
Wow. Whitney, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Kendra, you're killing me.
Harvey. Stevie Wonder or Adele?
It doesn't matter. It feels like it doesn't matter. It's Stevie.
And Casey?
It's Stevie, but in no universe. I thought you were done, Amanda. Let it be over.
I love Stevie Wonder. I love Stevie. His music is way better than Adele's music. I'll say that on heartbeat. There's no way in hell he has a better voice than Adele.
My God.
Okay. With that being said, Marvin Gaye will play Aretha Franklin in the next round. And Stevie Wonder will play Whitney Houston in the next round. All right. Those are your Final Four. Your Final Four is Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, and Whitney Houston. All right. So, like I always do for each bracket, I always said the girls' bracket, which
Can you put out their garbage, please? Make sure you mention the country singer first.
It's Garth Brooks, Whitney Houston, Adele, and Mariah Carey.
Yeah, Garth Brooks in there. All right.
So my Final Four, I always do my Final Four as well. My Final Four is Chaka Khan, Whitney Houston, Adele, and Mariah Carey. All right.
Who did you take out? Who took out Aretha for you?
Aretha?
You don't have to tell me now. You can tell me later. But
I can definitely tell you. Chaka Khan did.
Shaka has a better voice than Aretha?
I love Shaka Khan's voice.
That's not answering the question though, bro. Does Shaka have a better voice?
Me personally, I think Shaka Khan has a better voice than Aretha.
Wow. Shaka would slap you in the face if you said that to her. Dead in your face. Dead in your face.
She probably would, though. That's the thing.
It's Marvin Gaye. Yes, I could say anything. It's Marvin Gaye. Garth Brooks is not in Marvin Gaye's wheelhouse at all. You can love Garth, but don't compare Marvin Gaye to Garth Brooks. Nope. Not even close.
So, you two. The winners will go to the finals. The losers will go to the third place game. There will be a third place game. Harvey, you are first. Marvin Gaye or Aretha Franklin?
It's Aretha. To me, these are all opinion based. I love you, Amanda. Mm-hmm. I love you, Kendra. That's my pick.
Casey?
I'm going to say this just because I want to incite more hatred from Amanda. Oh, God. So, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, bro.
Oh no, Aretha Franklin wins this. I mean, that's not even hard. That's not even hard.
It's not like it's Adele or anything, you know.
No. Aretha Franklin is a, look, listen, there are voices that's out there, but there's no way in hell that Marvin Gaye has a better voice than fucking Aretha Franklin. That's not happening at all. Mm-hmm. All right. And Casey, Whitney Houston or Stevie Wonder?
Fuck made this matchup.
Y'all did.
Yes, it was us.
Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston.
God damn. Whitney.
All right. And the finals is Aretha Franklin versus Whitney Houston.
Is that number one versus number two?
One and two.
That's
how we vote. Before we do that, we need to do the third place game first. So Harvey.
Ew.
Who's the third best singer according to this bracket? Is it Stevie Wonder or Marvin Gaye?
Stevie.
And Casey?
Stevie.
All right. So that means that Stevie Wonder is number three, Marvin Gaye is number four. However, though, we need to talk about number one. This is about number one. All right. Casey, who is the best singer? Is it number one, Aretha Franklin, or number two, Whitney Houston?
I'm going to do this because I think I know where Harvey's going, and I'm going Whitney.
All right, Harvey.
I still think it's Aretha. I think vocally, range wise, Aretha has range like nobody, like no one. Whitney's with her, but range, to me, it's Aretha. And Whitney's right next to her. And Celine's right next to her. But Aretha is the top of the food chain to me.
Whitney Houston was his
one. I knew that was happening.
There's no one to draw this out. I think Whitney Houston should win the whole thing, actually, because her range and it's beautiful range though. Like it's she hits high notes, but those notes are beautifully done. Like her voice is beautiful to me. So I am going to say Whitney Houston. All right. With that being said, good show. Number one was Whitney Houston. Number two was Aretha Franklin. Number three was Stevie Wonder. Number four was Marvin Gaye. So you can see that the girls and the boys had different views from the I Did Not Make These Rankings Network podcast. But we still love each other. But this makes us great. This makes us great because we have different views. All right. However, though, stay tuned. And if you ever want to come do a one-on-one or a two-on-two, whatever, please let me know. I'm more than willing to do so. However, it had to be something that I already done, because these brackets are fun to make, but they are a bitch to make. With that being said, Harvey, tell us about your podcast, where to find it, what it's about.
First, let me just say, if anybody yet know, I will humbly disagree with you, Amanda. If anybody wants to come on and do a two-on-two, I will gladly do it. If you've listened and you appreciate the musical knowledge that I bring, if you want to go against me, if you want to do it together, I'm down. We'll talk music or movies or TV or whatever. I'm down for that. Otherwise, if you don't want to hear all this old man talk about music, but you want to hear about love, Love is Black, the podcast with the hot wife, Carice. Love is Black podcast on loveisblackpodcast.com, or my baby, Men Are the Prize, the podcast. You can find that on harveylaguerre.com. You can find the shirts, the product on my website. Check the store. There's plenty of stuff to purchase. Otherwise, idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com. You can find all of our stuff. You can find us, reach out to us and talk. You can tell us how bad our picks were, or how good they were. You can tell Amanda and Kendra how bad their picks were. Feel free to do so. But otherwise, this was fun. You keep it moving.
All right. And Casey.
I am Casey. I am the host of An Evening at the Movies. You can find us wherever you get your podcast listening pleasures fulfilled. Me and my nephew, Nash. That's Nash, not Nico. Nico's in school right now. But we definitely have a great time. I am always open to do two-on-twos with anybody as well. I love my podcast network. I Did Not Make These Rankings is amazing. All the shows in the network are incredibly amazing. And thank you for having me on. Thank you for doing this bracket with me, Harvey. It was amazing, and we definitely did a lot better than the girls did.
Yeah, we brought some normalcy. Who won with the girls? Was it Whitney also?
Oh, Whitney won also. Okay.
Who was the final? Was Whitney Mariah?
Whitney Mariah.
Yeah, I figured that.
And then Garth Brooks and Adele.
Yeah. So in who was the final? Garth beat who?
Garth went into is the fourth place for the girls.
So who was the third place?
Adele.
Oh. So Aretha Franklin didn't even make it to the final. Oh, that's right. She lost in the first round.
Lost to Elton John.
Elton John. And people are typing stuff to me. Elton John.
Yeah, it's the girls that are typing shit to you.
Elton John.
Yep. Well, there you go.
By the way, in case I didn't say it, Elton John.
We love y'all. We'll see y'all later. Peace.
Peace.